Happy Tuesday, y'all. I wish I had a schedule for this podcast, but I don't. But what really made me get back on here today is I had an excellent conversation today with this lady at my job, my coworker, and this other man as well. And she was just encouraging me to pursue what really makes me just happy and what I kind of do naturally without even knowing. And I know we hear that all the time, but when she said that, I started talking about my podcast and how I just can talk to individuals and I've never met a stranger. Like, everyone is, you know, somebody to me. And when I was talking about that, she was just like, look at how your face just lit up. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I need to get back to being a podcaster. So and not even to put a title on it, but just get back to talking, to expressing myself, to just keeping it real. And y'all listen and y'all tell me if y'all like it or y'all can relate or whatever. But I really love doing this. So I was like, let me hop on tonight. And so again, happy Tuesday, if I didn't say that before. It's good to be back. I had a workout. Got a workout in, got home, took a shower. I'm in bed and I was like, I'm gonna hop on this podcast. So I am here. A lot has happened. There have been a lot of changes since my last episode, which I think was either at the end of January or the very beginning of February. And y'all, it's about to be April now. So I am very excited about this season in my life. It's just the season. That's all I can think of. But what I wanted to come on here and talk about is this dating life. Y'all, I just got a text message that started off saying in the studio. I was like, oh no, I don't know why that just touched my soul, but in the studio, it was like, when I say touch my soul, I meant like the eyes were rolling. The heavy side came in, like, in the studio doing what? And don't get me wrong, I'm all for chasing your dreams and stuff like that. But if I hear one more person say they a rapper, they are this, they are that. And again, I feel bad for letting it even come out my mouth. But, like, people say they want to do so many things and they just really not putting the effort in. And then, like, they doing stuff, but it's really just for the hype. And it's not really because they want to make this their living and they're passionate about it. So I don't know. You gotta show me something. You can't just say it. So very well, go ahead and be in the studio. But what you doing? You booking shows? You got a manager? You doing stuff? Like, is your money going into this? Like, anyway, he said that. And I was just like, this is my dating life. And so I was like, let me talk about this on this episode, y'all. So I've been dating, y'all. So let's rewind it back. Anyone who has been around me or knows me, like, no one can ever really say that they've seen me with a man. Child, the struggle is real. The devil is at work. And dating for me has been almost non-existent. But last year, I started to really just dive in and say, you know what? Unconditional dating. Almost. Let me say almost, because it really wasn't. Because I couldn't date you if you was into drugs and stuff. Can't do that. Couldn't date you if you had a wife. Because I saw some people on the apps, y'all. Saw some people on the apps talking about me and my wife. I said, no. Can't date you. If above everything else, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, because that's number one. I'm sorry. I love everybody. I respect everybody's decisions to, you know, be a other religion or whatever. But if you come to me with I'm Muslim, congratulations for you. I am not, and we cannot move forward as a couple. If you come to me with I believe in crystals and they protect me, we cannot move forward together as a couple. I don't feel no type of way about it. You can say I'm this and that, but that is my choice. I didn't say I hate anybody who doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. I just said I cannot be bound to you I cannot be committed to you. I cannot be made one with you if you do not believe in Jesus Christ. And that's it. And that's on period. If you got a problem with it, ask your mama, not me. Ask your mama about it. Talk to your mama about it. Anyway, so I was like, I'm going to get into this dating world. I'm going to be a little bit more lenient with, you know, this list that people have that I had. And I just went in, and it has opened my eyes up to so much, y'all. So my first, you know, real good dating experience that kind of ended, not in a bad way, but just in a, okay, I realize that this is what I need and you're not able to give it to me, so I'm going to have to bow out because I'm not in the business of wasting my time or anyone else's time. So when I see that there's nothing that's going to be produced from this, from the relationship, then that's when I make it known. If we can work on it, if there's some changes that can happen, of course, I'm going to bring God in the mix. If we do that and, you know, things change, of course, I'm down to stay and, you know, continue working on it. But if you know, I mentioned all these things, I pray about it, da, 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 you're not in for it. Okay, well, thank you. It's nice knowing you. So that's kind of what happened with this first one. Okay, completely different physical appearance than I'll normally go for. Still chocolate. You know I love my chocolate. Hallelujah. Chocolate, tall guy, nice beard, very beautiful hair. Always kept it in cornrows, nice and neat. Heavy set. And when I mean heavy, I mean it's cuffing season. I don't know the words, but he was a big boy. He was a big boy. He was a big boy. Yes, he was a big boy. And I had no issues with it whatsoever. Like, when I met him, I was like, okay, he is pleasantly plump. Like, it did not bother me. And he was very, very cuddly. Oh, my gosh. Very sweet. Younger than I am. So, still 28. It was 20 at the time I was talking to him. And he was 26. I'm so sorry. Y'all hear that nastiness in the background. My mom be doing this thing with her throat. Y'all hear that? Oh, it's just nasty. Anyway, y'all pray for me. I'm looking for a house. Hallelujah. Anyway, big guy worked in like aerospace engineering. We were dating for about 6 months, and about month number 3-4, I started to notice like he was not emotionally available, y'all. I wasn't asking him to cry when I was crying. I never cried around him. I'm just kind of trying to paint a picture. Never asked him to just do the most, but just give me something. I felt like when sometimes I would talk to him, I'd be talking to a wall. I don't think I would ever be able to cry in front of him and expect him to be able to console me. That's how bad it was. And I know black men, like, aren't the best individuals at expressing themselves, and they feel like they gotta be big tough guy. And so I was willing to work through that. I mentioned it to him. I said, well, what can I do to make you feel more comfortable around me so that you can express yourself, or this, that, and the third. I brought God in and I asked to pray with him. He wasn't really into that. Asked to, you know, kind of for him to find a church in his area, and I would make, you know, that drive so we can go to church together, because I go to a Haitian church and that wouldn't be fair for him to go and not understand anything. And y'all know I'm not translating, because I have sometimes, y'all, I don't know what Creole they be speaking. They be speaking Creole from the motherland, honey. I need the Creole from the United States. But yeah, so that didn't work out. He did have an attitude about it. I tried to talk to him about, you know, everything. He kind of cut me off and was just like, yeah, okay, so I guess we're done. I was like, okay, well, I guess we're done. So that was that. Now, y'all, I'm talking. There's the guy who's about 40 who wants to talk to me. Very persistent. He definitely wants my draws. And he's made that clear that if he can't have my draws, he can't be in a relationship with me. And I was like, okay, so you know that I'm not giving up my draws. So I guess we're not going to be in a relationship. But the age difference is very, 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 very apart from me. I'm 28, so I'm not really concerned. I wasn't concerned about not being able to be pursued by him. It is what it is. Just very interesting. Then there's this other guy, y'all. He's Haitian, tall, skinny, very cute, beautiful smile. Never thought I'd be any ounce of me. I never thought any ounce of me would be interested in dating a Haitian man straight from the motherland. Like, he was born and raised in Haiti, y'all. And don't take me wrong, I love us. You know, ooh, I love us. Hallelujah, I do. But it's just the way Haitian men, let me not categorize all Haitian men in one. Some Haitian men were raised, it's like, dang, man. It's like, it's just not for me. Okay, there's this sort of way. It's like they want their mama, their wife in one, and then, hold up, let me back it up. They want their mama, wife, and a maid in one. And I'm just like, can I just be your partner? Like, we're going to do this together, and I'm going to hold you down. And by holding you down, you get all of the covering. And some people don't understand that. It's very one-sided, dictatorship-ish type of relationship, and I'm not here for it. You can fight me, you can disagree. A lot of Haitian women will disagree because they were taught to be the woman that doesn't question back talk, and this is the life they're expected to live. And I'm just like, oh god, too bad for you. I was born and raised in America. So anyway, yeah, so I'm talking to this Haitian man right now, and he's in his mid-30s, and I'm enjoying it. Now, he doesn't speak English that well, really at all, and that's okay, because I call myself a teacher for many things, but it's been fun. And I think I'm just in this season again when it comes to my dating life, because I am dating around. I'm not so focused on, oh, I gotta find the one. Who is it? Child, when I tell you, I'm just dating around. I mean, dating around. And that's scary for elder Haitians to hear, because they think dating around means you effing everybody. Baby, these legs ain't opening up for nobody. I'm going on dates. I'm having amazing conversations. I'm learning new things about people. Learning how to love people who are different from me. So it's been really cool, really good. But yeah, in this season, I'm just no conditions, really. Like, you don't have to look like, be like, make this amount of money, live in this place, drive this type of car in order for me to be interested in you, for me to like you, for me to allow you to pursue me. It's more of a, I'm enjoying just getting to know, why do you think this way? Because it's completely different from how I think. And, you know, seeing how we can move forward. A lot of times it may just be we're going to be friends. Because, again, I want to know, you know, about your religion. Because I know Jesus Christ is the only way. But let's hear what you got to say about your religion, right? And we're not going to be together. But I like to hear about just different, I like to learn about different people, right? So just being open to taking something away from the relationship, because even though I may not move forward with someone as being their girlfriend, it's still a relationship that we have formed in some way. We don't got to put titles on everything. It's a relationship, y'all. So, yeah, I've been enjoying that. I've been just dating has been so much fun. I have had to ask God to, give me some strength in some areas. Y'all know, just because I'm just because I ain't popping it open, child, don't mean that. My girl been talking lately. Like, stuff been happening. She be like, oh, my gosh, let him in, girl. And I'm like, girl, shut up. And the girl I'm talking about is my vajayjay. Like, she been talking. And I'm just like, you have got to calm down and shut up. And so I've just have to have, I've had to be more, more aware of my emotions and hormones and how certain individuals make me feel, just by what they say, how they say it, how they look, honey. And I'm just like, well, I know I can't hang out with this person right now because my flesh is telling me that if we alone and he touch my knee, I might just be pregnant the next day. But yeah, dating has been so much fun. I'm gonna get into it more probably in another episode when I have, I guess, more to say about it. But I just want to tell y'all that if this is your season where you're like, you're single again, or you just been single, or you don't know why your relationships aren't working out, once you have that time to yourself where you've just really been okay with being by yourself, because a lot of y'all dating out here and y'all not even okay, y'all not even comfortable with yourselves. Like, I'm so comfortable with myself. Like, I travel alone, I date alone. I said this so many times, y'all know this about me by now. But I'm just so comfortable in my skin, and that took a lot. Like, it's different. It's not confident. Like, you can be confident and not comfortable in your own skin. You know how many confident people there are who will not go on a solo date? Like, you can be confident and you can, and at the same time, not be able to sit in a room alone by yourself. Not even like on the phone, no social media, nothing. Right. So be fine. Find some time to really, you know, just learn how to be comfortable with yourself. And once I did that, you know, it almost became a privilege for someone else to be able to be in my space, because when I spent so much time by myself, and which I still do, I was just like, to be in my space, to be in my area, to take up any of my time or energy is a privilege. Like, I'm a dope person. Like, I'm so cool, y'all. Only the people who really know me will understand, but I'm just so cool. I'm chill. I'm understanding. Like, and the more time I spend with myself, the more time I fell in love with myself, the more time I fell in love with God. Because, like, you did this, like, you created this, you dope, God. But anyway, fell in love with who I am, who, and, you know, just what lies ahead. And then I said, okay, I can invite other people to come in, and not just boyfriend, girlfriend situation, your friends too. I can see that I have more to give to my friends, those who are willing to come to me with stuff. Like, the ones who come to me for advice and stuff, like, the advice I give, I just really don't know where it comes from. That's all God, seriously. Because after I give someone advice, I'm like, where did that actually come from? And it's some good advice. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. It's some good advice. I'm just like, gosh, I'm deeper now. But get comfortable with yourself. Really get comfortable. Not go on one movie day and now you're like, okay, yeah, I like myself. No, really get comfortable with yourself. And then feel free to invite some other people in and get comfortable with being uncomfortable with them. This don't mean they doing crack cocaine. So you say, well, I'm going to get uncomfortable and try to. I'm not telling you that. Don't say you came on Vanessa's podcast. She told you to do something different. And now you addicted to drugs. I mean, like, just be willing. Something I always say, listen to understand, not to respond. Just listen. You and I always got to say something. Listen to what people are saying. Take it in. See how it complements or takes something away from your life, whatever it is. And, you know, you don't internalize everything. Some things you just hear it and you keep it moving. It might leave the other ear, might go in one ear and out the other. And that's fine. Some things you keep for yourself because you may need to deposit it later on into someone else or into a situation. But I'm talking too much. Be comfortable with yourself. then get ready to allow other people to come in and you learn from them and you grow and stuff like that. Your relationships are going to change tremendously. How you view, enter in, and navigate throughout your relationships are going to change. But that is my dating world right now. I am enjoying it 10,000%. There are no expectations. I'm not looking for the one. I'm just building relationships. I'm getting to know people. And I'm having so much fun, y'all. Some of y'all, make sure y'all bring everybody. Make sure you bring a knife, pepper spray, something with you when you're on these days, because some folks crazy. I praise God that I have not ran into one. But, you, honey. Anyway, I love y'all so much. I will definitely be back probably in April. Because I still did not tell y'all all the new things that have happened. I just wanted to focus on dating for this episode. But yeah, it's March 28th. It's my mama's birthday. Happy birthday, mama. So yeah, I'll be back in April and we're going to chat some more about some things that's been going on. But anyway, thank y'all for listening. I love y'all so much. And thank you for being patient, because I know some of y'all have been like, where your podcast episodes at? And child, I've been, again, focused on myself. So I wasn't worried about y'all. But I still love y'all. Yeah, I just had to love y'all from a distance. Anyway, again, I love y'all. Have an excellent Tuesday night. An excellent week. Spring break is coming up. Be safe. And yeah. Come back for another episode, y'all. Bye. Mwah.